Well, there definitely have been some interesting developments over the past 24 hours, and the type of interesting that should leave many a trader scratching their head. The biggest development was the U.S. CPI read and U.S. equity market reaction. U.S. CPI came in below forecast, which should have been viewed as a big victory for the Fed and a win for stocks, and yet stocks failed to hold on to a rally in the immediate aftermath of the data and closed lower on the day. This should now be a worrying sign for the Fed and stocks by extension, as it could mean the market is still questioning the idea of transitory inflation and still thinking inflation is continuing to trend higher overall. If the stock market can't rally when inflation data is coming in soft, we do worry that there is risk things could get real ugly real fast. The other interesting developments are more subtle, but still interesting nonetheless. We've seen quite a bit of demand for the yen despite every effort from the BOJ to communicate a dovish message, and also despite what had been some impressive gains in the Nikkei. We've also seen weakness in the pound despite some solid UK employment data the other day, so go figure. In any event, there is a feeling that things could be coming to a head, and it will be interesting to see if stocks continue with their southward journey on this Wednesday, that is US equities. If they do, we wonder what the Fed will do next. Key standouts on today's calendar include UK inflation data, Eurozone industrial production, Eurozone wage growth, Canada inflation reads, and a batch of US data in the form of import prices, industrial production, and New York Empire manufacturing. That's all for now.